Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk, a listener-supported ministry. In fact, thank you so much for being part of that support for James Dobson Family Institute.
Well, welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, today is Holy Thursday, or in many traditions, Maundy Thursday. It's a day we remember when Jesus last broke bread with his disciples. It's when he washed their feet in the upper room, prayed fervently in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then was betrayed by Judas and arrested. You know, God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, to pay the penalty for our sins, so that we could believe that his death gives us eternal life. And so today's broadcast focuses on the greatness and the mercy of our Lord. By the way, if you'd like to read a special message from Dr. James Dobson about Easter, all you have to do is sign up to receive our free monthly newsletter. That's the focus of the March edition of the newsletter. And you can get yours by visiting drjamesdobson.org/newsletters. Now, today's program is a classic, a powerful presentation from our guest, Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold. Dr. Arnold is the president of Florida Bible College of Tampa and is also the host of the Yankee Radio Broadcast Ministry. Dr. Ralph Arnold founded the Colorado Bible Church, the Arvada Christian School, and the Colorado Bible College. Let's listen now to Dr. Ralph Arnold's presentation right here on Family Talk.
John chapter 14, look there in verse 1. You know, you can go through a lot of scriptures and you won't find, I don't guess, a better portion of scripture that is so dogmatic as what's written here in these six verses. It seems like God says what he means and means what he says. And he says here in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. They were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Nobody gets to heaven, to this place that he's going to build, these mansions, whatever it looks like, but he says it belongs to him. And he's going to build it. It's a literal place and it's not a state of mind. And he says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then he makes a real bold statement. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. You can't get there any other way. We have a statement that we say a lot, called faith alone in Christ alone. Faith alone in Christ alone. But what makes Jesus Christ so unique, so different? Because he was. Every human born of man at their best, is still only a man and a sinner at that. I was thinking about this. When you read the Bible, isn't it wonderful that we have in the Bible the story of the wisest man that ever lived? Solomon, that was so wise, smartest man. And we don't have where anybody's ever been smarter than Solomon. But he was the wisest that ever was. Then you have a story about Samson, the strongest man that ever lived. Well, outside of myself. The strongest man. But Solomon, in spite of all of his wisdom, was still only a man. Samson, even though he had tremendous power that given him by God, he was still just a man. I thought about years ago when I heard this guy make this statement. His name was Cassius Clay. I'm the greatest of all time. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Anybody ever remember hearing that? The greatest of all time. You're still just a man. Still just a man. And a sinner at that. There's a debate going on right now on who's the greatest golfer of all time. Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Yankee Arnold. It's still going on. The debate's still out. But I don't care how good they have been. They're still just a man. There's nothing unique about them, only that they're maybe the best of the men. It doesn't matter when you compare anybody in the whole world. We, at our best, are just sinners. And we're all going to die. So what makes Jesus Christ so different, so unique? Jesus Christ was born differently than you and I. He was born into this world by a virgin birth, and nobody else can claim that. He was unique. See, there was no man ever like this man. I don't care all the rest of the people in the world, there's somebody you can compare to. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, nobody is in the same class with him. You see, he was wiser than anybody, any man who has ever lived. Nobody can compare with him. And when it comes to strength, do you realize that Jesus Christ has all the power in all the world? He could just say words like, I am that I am. And they fall backwards. He could just say the word and give a person the ability to see. He could just say the word and raise the dead. Have you seen anybody else lately doing anything like that? He was different. He was unique. Jesus Christ, something else. You see, there's no one that can compare to him. The Bible makes this statement. In him was no sin. Get that. In him was no sin. That separates the man from the boys. He was different. He was unique. He was special. The greatest man that's ever been born into this world, and there's no person that can compare to him. Nobody's like him. And he had no sin in him. I want you to take your Bible and look there in chapter 8, John chapter 8. Very quickly, just look at this. When Jesus was speaking, he said this in verse 44 to some people who didn't believe on him. So he says in verse 44, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because, and you ought to underline this phrase, there is no truth in him. So you have the devil and there's no truth in him. He is a liar. There is no truth in the devil. When it comes to Christ, there is no sin in him. The devil, there's no truth in him. Big difference. Jesus is different. And so when we talk about you're supposed to put your faith in Jesus Christ, buddy, he kind of narrows it down and says, I am not a way of many ways. I am the way. There is no other way. There is no other name. There's no other Savior. He is different. He is unique. And he could claim something that you and I could not claim. He was the only begotten Son of the Father. He's different from you and I. He was God manifested in the flesh. And Jesus Christ was able to do something that no other man on the face of the earth could do. So what was that? I knew he was going to ask. He could die and pay for the sins of another. He could die and pay for the sins because he had no sin to pay for. In him was no sin. The Bible says, for God hath made him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. Nobody else can claim that. He was different. He was unique. He could become sin for us. But you can't do that for anybody else. And nobody else can do it for you. Only one person. That's why when we say by faith alone, in Christ alone, is because there is no other. There is no other way of salvation. There's no one else that could pay for your sins except Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God. You know what makes him a little different from you and I? Is that word, perfect. He was perfect. I know you think you're close, but you're not perfect. We have all sinned and come short of the perfection of God, but he did not come short of the perfection of God. He was God. That's why we have a very unique Savior. He was the perfect man, the perfect God-man. Nobody like him, because he was the Lord. And he was able to do something. He could die and pay for the sins of the world. You can't do that. Cassius Clay couldn't do that. I can't do that. You can't do that. Nobody can do that. Only Jesus Christ could do that. So with faith alone in Christ alone, there is no other. Do you know what else he could do that nobody else could do that makes him really unique? He could come back from the dead of his own power. He can come back from the dead. And he did. So Jesus Christ did something nobody could do. That's to pay for all the sins of all the world. He's a man's man. He's really a man's man. If there's anybody you want to be like, man, I'd want to be like that man. Because he's different. He's really unique. That's something that everybody can desire. And believe it or not, it can happen. You see, Jesus Christ had the power not only to pay for the sins of the world, which nobody else could do, but he could come back from the dead, which nobody else has ever done. And he was able to come back from the dead, not to die again, never to die again. Oh, Lazarus and some of the others, they raised him from the dead, but they could die again, and they didn't do it by their own power. Only this man's different. God cannot lie. That's why when you read the Word of God, think about what it says. God cannot lie. So if he makes you a promise, he has to keep it. And the Bible says in the book of 1 John about God promising us eternal life. And if he makes a promise, he has to fulfill it. If he said, I trust him, he will save me, he has to. He cannot lie. In him is no sin. He is truth. Jesus Christ comes back from the dead, ascended into heaven, which nobody else has been able to do in their own power. And the Bible says he's going to come back again someday. I am so thankful that I had a man one day who came into my life. I guess you could say it was kind of like a lighthouse. And I finally saw the light. My father-in-law, who at one time was going to blow me away with a gun because I married his daughter, And then he knew he couldn't murder me. Well, he could have. But I wasn't ready for eternity. What has God been gracious to me? And he sat down with me and he opened up the Bible and he explained to me how to have eternal life. I'll never forget it. You know, there's a lot of things that have come and gone since then, but I can remember that day. I remember sitting there in the living room. I remember asking him, because I was upset because they didn't have a television. They didn't have a radio. If they did, I never heard it. And I wanted something to do, and I was bored stiff. And I don't handle boredom very well. That's why whenever I started having devotions by myself, it was very difficult, because I just not used to spending time with myself. I wasn't my own type. But I had this man, my father-in-law, get a Bible. And he brought me the Bible. And I said, I don't know what to read in the Bible. He says, the Gospel of John. I says, I don't know where it is. He says, I do. So he opened it up to the Gospel of John, and he gave it to me, and I started reading. I read the first three chapters. I even read John 3:16. Didn't understand it. I stood up and I took his Bible and I threw it on the couch. I can see it. I was so rude. I was so unkind. But he was so patient with me, so nice. I threw it on the couch and I said, don't make a bit of sense to me. And I started toward the door. I was going to go outside. And he says, Yankee, sit down. I thought it was a little rude myself at the time. But I was living in his house and eating his food. He says, sit down. I sat down. And he got John 3:16 and he sat there and he read it to me. He explained it to me. And I got teary-eyed. I had never been to a church or seen anybody get saved. I didn't know what the rules were. I didn't know what anybody did. Remember, I wasn't raised in church. I never saw my mom and dad in a church. I never saw them read a Bible. I never saw them have prayer. I never heard the words, I love you. Not from my parents. Never. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing that God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. And that I can have eternal life and I can go to heaven when I die. And I just knew that if what he said was true, I'm going to hell. I kept thinking, I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. And it just overwhelmed me. I got up and I walked over to the door. When I got to the door, I was going to go outside, but my wife and some ladies were outside. And it's at nighttime, and my father-in-law's still sitting there on the couch. And I didn't want him to see me with tears in my eyes because I didn't cry about anything. So I did the only sensible thing a man could do, turn off the light. So my father-in-law is sitting there in the dark. He says, what's wrong? Nothing. And I started just sobbing. He said, what's wrong? I said, nothing. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't turn the light on. I couldn't do it. And I was trapped. Man, I was trapped. I had a little pride. And then I just started bawling like a baby. I couldn't stop. I didn't know you're supposed to, not supposed to. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I never saw anybody get saved. He hadn't told me yet. All I know is what he said, I'm going to hell. And that tore me up. Because for so many years, I thought, I'm good enough. I'll go to heaven when I die. Because I didn't drink. I never had a drop of drink in my life. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I've never sworn a cuss word in my life. I think if anybody goes to heaven, I ought to make it. I'm good enough. I'm better than anybody else that I knew. But regardless of how good I was and the best I had, I'm still just a man and a sinner at best. And it all just kind of fell apart on me. And I sobbed like a baby. My father-in-law could hear me sobbing. He says, what's wrong? And he knew what was wrong. He set me up. This was a plan. He was a soul winner. He had won hundreds of people to Christ. And he knew what he was doing. But he wouldn't tell me what he was doing. He let me go through this misery. And I said, I want to be saved. Said, well, then you need to turn on the light. So I turned on the light, and I'm just a bawling 18-year-old teenager. And I walked over to the couch, and my father-in-law got on his knees in front of the couch, and I just joined him. And he put his arm around my shoulder and explained it a little bit more to me. And says, Yankee, will you trust Christ as your Savior? I said, I will. And I bawled a little bit more. And then he says, now listen. God says that if you trust him, he'd save you. True? I said, yeah. He said, do you trust him? I said, yeah. He says, are you saved? I said, yeah. Yeah, I'm saved. I'm saved. I was as excited as I could be. I did not know that was the beginning of the greatest thing that could ever happen to any man ever born into the world. Because I passed from death unto life. I just was able to become something that by my human efforts I could never have been. And no man could do this for me. But Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am eternal life. So when you accepted Christ as your Savior, you got the way there. You have the truth. You have eternal life. Best news I ever heard in my whole life. I was 18 years old. In September the 17th, it'll be 50 years ago. See, I married my wife before I trusted the Lord. But we're about 3 months later. I am so thankful. God has been so good to me. When I finally saw the light. Did you know you can go to church all your life and never understand that to go to heaven is not by your works? It's not because you go to church. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. That's why Jesus Christ is so unique. He's so different. See, God says none of us can earn it. None of us can work for it. That's why Jesus Christ says, I am the way. So if I accept him as my Savior, it's a done deal. So when I trusted Christ as my Savior when I was 18 years old, God promised to give me what kind of life?
Everlasting
life. Eternal life. Well, if he cannot lie and he gave me eternal life almost 50 years ago, would I still have it today?
Yes.
Yes. And he'll never cast me out and he'll never lose me. That's a promise. God cannot lie. He is truth. And you can trust him. The only way you'll ever know if you're going to go to heaven or not is if you can believe the one that can't lie. And by trusting him as your Savior, he gives you as a free gift everlasting life and will never cast you out and never lose you. And so I know I'm going to heaven when I die. So it's faith alone. You see, you can't put works into it because the best works of any man, he's still a sinner. And he can't save himself. So it's faith alone in Christ. Alone. There is no other. Nobody else qualifies. There's nobody else to trust. He is the only way. I've trusted him as my Savior, and I pray that you have.
Jesus defeated death and granted us with eternal life, and faith in Christ, not works, can bring about our salvation. Friend, you've been listening to a mighty presentation from Pastor Yankee Arnold on today's edition of Family Talk. And if today's message has touched your heart, be sure to share it with a friend or a loved one. It's easy to do when you visit drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. You know, as a kid, you may have been excited on Easter Sunday about getting a chocolate Easter bunny or finding Easter eggs filled with goodies. But as parents, we know that the real reason for the season that we celebrate this Sunday is how we can share Jesus Christ with our children. Now, if you'd like some ideas and some encouragement about how to help your child grow closer to God, we have a helpful free resource for you. It's a PDF called Sharing Jesus with Your Children. To receive yours, simply visit our website, drjamesdobson.org. You'll see the Sharing Jesus with Your Children PDF link right there on our homepage. Simply sign up and have it sent right to your inbox. It's that easy. And if you haven't heard the great news yet, we here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute have a brand new resource for you that's designed to reach the next generation for Christ. We have been remastering Dr. Dobson's biblically-based Transforming Truths into one-minute audio messages. The new Dr. Dobson Minute is an encouraging resource for young families to help them grow closer with the Lord, also to strengthen their marriages and instill better parenting skills. Now, you can explore these dynamic one-minute features when you go to drdobsonminute.org. That's drdobsonminute.org. I'm Roger Marsh. Thank you so much for joining us for this special edition of Family Talk. And be sure to tune in tomorrow when you'll hear Dr. Dobson share a powerful Easter message on Good Friday. That's coming up tomorrow on Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.